Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
It's the open line. Anything on your mind, do share with us. If you've got questions for myself or anyone in the team, also do give us a ring.
This one goes out to Umpo Maboi. Umpo, I think you normally meet the Chiefs coach, the new Chiefs coach, Unabi, when you're working on the other side. Have you guys noticed whenever he wins, he can speak a bit of English, but whenever he loses, he needs interpreters? I don't know if you've noticed. Just something for the open line this morning.
That's not true. And the reason I say it's not true is because one thing I have observed about Coach Nabi is that he has quite an extensive vocabulary, but he struggles to express himself more fluently, right? Mm-hmm. So he seems to not be confident in his English. So he then prefers the assistant coach, Cedric, to assist him. And also what I've noticed is that when he feels as though Cedric is not interpreting the right things, that's when he tends to want to take over. So that has been my observation. Not necessarily that it's only when they've won that he wants to suddenly speak English. No. It's because sometimes he feels like Mr. Kazi is just not doing the right thing.
Isn't also like generally when people are more euphoric or happier,
they're more comfortable.
It's like someone, I've got an older brother who stutters, you know, but whenever I'm shy, I'm like, oh, kulumagaki. And then when you're angry, you revert to your home language.
Exactly. And I think it might be a combination of both. Mm. So there are times when he feels like, no, you're not doing the right thing, let me take over. Or it could be you are so upset that you feel like it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Mm. On open line, I just need to find out why they're putting on their sirens, and then on to find that there's nothing emergency that they're rushing to. One example, and then the next thing, so now I've lost respect for my police. I just need to find out why.
It's simple, because they can.
So yeah, it's abuse of resources. But that one, my light. It's abuse of it's abuse of blue light. It's abuse of sometimes it's the ambulance. And you know, you must make way. But abanye, they just abuse it. It's really, that's it. I think it's just the culture. Corruption and abusing and doing things because whenever you can.
I mean, I've seen them in traffic where if it's chock-a-block, they will suddenly put on the sirens and then half it's off. And you're like, wow.
And that's what makes people less alert when they are, when there's a need for like rescuing people, emergency situations, because they're so used to these sirens being used actively.
Yes.
Yeah.
Morning, Lapi Studio, guys. Hey, Magana Lengo Mala Ashang. It's a woo 12. And it's Jello to end the young. But to be honest with you, what's on my mind, open line, is why Lama Borders now vote, guys? Our vote, guys, won't come to us general like country. Womnand. Up Tebele, yeah. Men have been coming with a vote in Lama Border. Cause they are for an Arcona, Maraman Bang it. You, guys, bang it. Up my shopping mall in a pant. You. I say, boy, our vote in Lama Border.
Yeah, well, officially, avuliwe, technically, you know, officially, avuliwe. And it's always sad to see, like, our government being reactive, especially when we have a situation where they can't benefit. Because COVID lockdown showed us that when the political will is there to get things done, they will do it. Then somebody else will say, yeah, but there were monies from World Bank, IMF, and all these institutions. So people could chow. Right now, abantwana bayashona bayagula, all we're doing is registering spaza shops. You know, the political will, sometimes you feel like it's not there, especially when someone up there is not eating. And maybe that's why our borders are unofficially porous and just opened.
I just wanted to find out, seeing that you guys have a big following on social media, and I've realized that the likes of Facebook and Instagram are giving professional dashboards where you can make money off of that platform. But the management of these platforms are crazy. So I wanted to find out if you guys are managing your own social media platform, or did you hire social media managers? I do have a number of followers myself, and I've recently gotten professional boards on 3 of my socials, and I don't think I can manage that. So I just wanted to find out how you guys are doing it.
Well, I run my own social media page. I do not really use those insights unless if I'm running a campaign for a particular client and they want the numbers. So that's when I will generally. But in terms of keeping up with how many people are following me and where they're following me, no. And that's solely for my own mental health, because I feel like I don't want to be so stuck on what is happening. But then with her, since she says she wants to make influencing a business, I actually think possibly getting a social media social media manager, or even getting somebody to teach her how to run it efficiently and you know, in a way that she can monetize better, would be the best option.
Yeah, there you go, man. I used to have somebody who was managing my account. Oh my lord, I had to literally micromanage them, because they would post like not me. The post, you know, it's like, yeah, to wake up and be famous, something really silly like that does not even align with me. So be careful also when you choose someone to manage your social media. But for now, I do it all by myself.
You know, I just recently got divorced, and hey, co-parenting, how do you guys get it right? You know, I try to put my feelings aside most of the time when I go and fetch the baby from her mother's house over weekends. But hey, I still get so angry when I see her. And, you know, sometimes I can't pretend, you know, to like her. But how do you guys get it right so that it doesn't affect the kids? Because even the teacher was complaining about the child the other day that the child's behavior has changed.
For one, I think you need to go for therapy. Because you sound like you still have a lot of unresolved issues where the mother is concerned. But I like that you are not including your emotions, because at the end of the day, co-parenting is about the child. It's not about you. Mm-hmm. So you need to be cognizant in everything that you do that it is in the best interest of the child. It is not something that you are going to do because you're trying to get back at your previous partner, or whatever the case may be. So, Mina, the one thing I have done personally is that, for one, I do not compare parenting styles. So when Tato is with me, he's under my parenting style. Mm-hmm. When he's at his dad's house, he's under his dad's parenting style. And I don't judge or even say, you should have done this. No. You parent the child how you see fit within your household. I will parent the child how I see fit within my household. And kids are very resilient, because I noticed he knows what he can do at my house. He knows what he can do and can't do at his father's house. If I'm making sense.
Yeah. I noticed that he said the child's behavior has changed in school. And I don't think that's necessarily because they are doing a bad job at co-parenting. But maybe the child's also dealing with the trauma or issues. The emotional response of the parents now separating. True. The new reality. True. Of living with just mom or just dad.
Yeah.
So how do you manage that when a child gets affected? Because I've heard children really get affected by a divorce, especially my betalanyan.
So for one, when we went through the separation process, we actually sat the kids down and we explained to them that, listen, mommy and daddy are no longer going to be together. This is what is happening. Mm. And so we took them with us on this journey of separation and eventual divorce. So that's another thing that at times I feel as adults we don't do, because we tend to think, Uguti, but these are kids, what do they know? But you need to make them understand that this is what is happening. But most importantly, make them know, Uguti, one, they are not at fault. Because sometimes kids tend to think, oh, it's because I didn't watch my lunchbox yesterday that my parents are getting divorced.
Yo.
You know what I mean? Something as small as it may be to you, to a child is a big thing. So you need to make them aware, which they are not the cause of the divorce or separation or whatever the case. But also you need to involve them in the process. It can't just be a matter of one day, oh, by the way, we're moving out of the house. How? And then what happened? No, you need to sit them down and explain.
And I've also seen some parents are still bitter over what went down in the relationship, the infidelity, the disappointment of what went down. And then there's that resentment or bitterness towards the other co-parents. And it filters down to the kids, especially when you keep on mentioning it. Like, Baba ku yuslesi, simply because of maybe he was a bad husband and not necessarily a bad father to the kids.
Don't speak ill of the other parent in front of your children. That is between you and the other party. So basically, unga planti seeds that need not be there in the child's head. Don't do it.
I'm an e-hailing driver. Ne? People, first of all, I'm a driver. Angihlali muva, angihlali ku eceleni, ngingu driver. So please do not come here complaining ukuthi hey kunento so phansi. Le moto iphuma iklini ekuseni. Ingcoliswa yini ma passage? And the second, ifastera kusumqamelo. Bantu benkosi, akusiyi handle futhi. Thirdly, fundisana abantwana benu car ethics. Car ethics bantu benkosi.
Ah, shame, man. Hey, but also, it's a bit unfair if I walk into imoto yakho, I jump into your car and it's dirty. I know Uti, there was somebody else before, but surely shouldn't you check as well when you're getting a person that the car is as new as it should be? Like,
that's what you should be doing throughout the day.
Yeah, so I don't think it's bad, man, for munta complain good. Hey, amen.
But I understand him on the windows. I understand him on the windows. Remember back in the day, there used to be that sticker that says, I like your pen, but not on my window.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.